Good afternoon. Welcome to the Healthy Aging Show. I'm Dennis Batuas.
I'm the co-host, Dawn Del Greco.
And we are talking about issues about getting older, intelligent aging lessons for life. And we are brought to you by Comfort Keepers, locally in Lower Fairfield County, and nationally in the lower 50 states, 48 states.
Give or take. Something. Do we have like anything that in Hawaii?
We'd like to, but we do have something in Alaska. And we help you stay safe and independent in your own home. You can reach us at 203-629-5029 in Lower Fairfield County. We are going to be talking about radio today. We are on the radio.
We're doing radio to radio.
This is radio
this
to radio.
This is a real first.
Hello,
for us.
Mars.
Well, we're not actually talking to Mars. We're actually talking to the Hartford area. In August, I went up to the Connecticut Disabilities Expo looking for wonderful people to interview and also information on some different topics that we were planning to put on our schedule for the future, and had a wonderful, a really great time and met Diane Weaver Dunn.
Well, you've made a lot of contacts at that one event.
There was a lot going on. I actually was planning to return back to home base that weekend and was about 3 hours delayed for all very good reasons. So, hello, Diane. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you so much for having us on your program today.
And we have Tom Grazzi. I'm sorry.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
Well, anyway, give me an idea, too. I think a lot of people don't know what CRIS Radio, what the letters stand for.
Sure. It's Connecticut Radio Information Service. And we are basically a radio reading service for people who are blind, learning disabled, or physically disabled, not able to actually read newspapers or magazines.
These are special radios, actually, that are used for this. Is that right?
Well, that's correct. What we do is, well, there's different ways to receive CRIS Radio, but traditionally, when we first launched more than 30 years ago, we would provide free of charge, specially tuned radios. You know, regular transistor radios, or not transistor radios, but traditional radios, and tuned to a sideband frequency of other radio stations, as they could not be heard on the radio, you know, on a traditional car radio or anywhere else. They are specially tuned. And we would send that out, and we would broadcast on those specially tuned radios.
Now, I think you're officially FM, is that right?
Actually, we are FM, but we haven't. I think WDRC, wasn't that AM or
FM?
That wasn't FM. So yes, we've always been FM.
Okay, the transistor radio. Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, I know. I remember that first seeing one of those, and of course, everyone wanted one. But now you're celebrating the 30th year.
We're actually coming to the end of our 30th year. We've had a year-long festivities, and it's going to actually conclude. Our very first broadcast was in November of 1979, so this entire year since last 2009, November, through this entire year, we have celebrated our 30th year, and we will be concluding with CRIS Radio Week, the week of December 6th through 10th, and the governor is kind enough to proclaim it CRIS Radio Week in Connecticut.
And we have a new governor that's going to reproclaim it, probably.
Well, we hope so. We're a great service.
That's great. I can't believe it's 30 years that have gone by. Now, how did you first come introduced yourself? Because you're newer with the radio, is that right?
Right. Personally, I've always been in the news business for many, many years. Published with The Current and other publications, and actually some online publications as well. For the last 9 years, I have been with the Hartford Business Journal, business reporter there, and then managing editor, interim editor. A board member from CRIS Radio had contacted me. They were on their second round of a national search, and they asked me to apply for the position of executive director. And, I thought about it, and I came in and met some of the board members, and I actually got to meet Tom Grazzi. And he said to me, you know, CRIS Radio makes my world so much bigger because I get to know what's happening in my community, and it's so meaningful to me. And when he said that, he sort of stole my heart, and I sort of fell in love with CRIS Radio right then and there. So that's sort of why I came on board.
Well, you have a very nice long list of board members as well.
Yes, we do. And they're very active and all volunteer, obviously. And whenever I ask them, can I have all hands on deck, they show up and do whatever it takes to get the job done. They're a terrific group.
Diane, what's the broadcast area for Chris Radio?
We broadcast statewide. Even though we are on sidebands, we've been fortunate enough to receive sideband frequencies throughout the state. So we have our broadcast center is here in Windsor, and one of the big celebrations is we have a brand new radio broadcast center, our own building that we built from scratch, and we actually a lot of elbow grease from the board members personally painting and doing a lot of work here. But anyways, so we have the broadcast center in Windsor, and then we have four broadcast satellite studios throughout the state in Danbury, Norwich, West Haven, and Trumbull.
Why is Chris Radio an important element in Connecticut?
I'm going to let Tom take care of that one.
Okay. Chris Radio is the only radio reading service for the blind and physically disabled in Connecticut. And why it's so important to people like me is my kids and my wife will say to me, well, why can't you listen to regular radio or TV? Well, I can, but that only gives you the headlines in one or two sentences. And Dennis and Dawn, you could pick up the newspaper and read the entire article if you want to. And if it wasn't for Chris Radio, I couldn't do that. So it reads the entire article. It starts like with the front pages of the New York Times and the Hartford Courant, 8 o'clock in the morning, and it reads the front pages. I'm a sports nut, and 7:30 to 8 in the morning, they have a wonderful sports program, and they don't just give you the scores. They read you the articles. I graduated from UConn. They have a lot of UConn stories. I'm a big Red Sox and Giant fan, so they have a lot of stories there. They simple things like sports on the air. So it reads you the entire newspaper. And if I didn't have Chris, I couldn't keep up with current news or sports, and I'd feel isolated or I'd feel left out.
And you've got, actually, there's such a selection of publications to choose from. In addition to the news, I was noticing I think you have everything from news all the way to Oprah magazine.
That's right. Actually, we read 30 magazines per month. There's 30 magazines. We even do a bestseller. We do local newspapers as well. And, you know, one of the things that Tom didn't mention, but he had mentioned to me previously, and actually other listeners will call me, is we have a program called Lives and Times, and we include in that program the obituaries. And, you know, you can't get the local obituaries anywhere else but with us if you either in the newspaper, but unless you're like a prominent person, you know, the regular folks in the community who you might go to church with or live nearby, you won't know that they've passed on unless you were able to hear on Chris Radio. And that's really important, you know.
So,
go ahead, Dennis.
Question. The newspapers that you read, are they, besides the national newspapers like the New York Times,
right,
are they also the local newspapers?
Oh, absolutely. We do all of the local newspapers, even including in New Britain, New Haven Register, The Day in New London. We read all of those, and those actually are part of our afternoon regional roundup. So we go live in the afternoon in all those areas so people can hear their local news as well.
Now, I was noticing, too, that we've mentioned sports, but there's health issues, there's the editorials and opinions, calendar of events.
Oh, yeah.
The supermarket ads as well. So you can, this is another part of everyday life.
You can almost clip coupons on the radio?
You can almost clip, yeah, or you can definitely get the list and find out what's on sale as well.
Yeah.
I'd like to mention a couple of instances, like what Diane mentioned with the obituaries. I used to be able to read with magnifiers up to 15 years ago, and I could check the obituaries. Now my vision has gotten a lot worse, and I can just see light. So I stopped reading the obituaries, and then I would see a friend of mine who I hadn't seen in several months, how's your wife? She died 6 months ago.
Wow.
So you feel very, very embarrassed and you don't know what to say. So then I started listening to the obituaries on Chris Radio. And that's one of them, believe it or not, one of the most popular programs on Chris Radio. And then a calendar of events, I listened to the calendar of events. And about a year ago, I heard that Jersey Boys was coming to the Bushnell. And right away, I called and got tickets. And my wife and I went. It was fantastic. It wasn't just the singing. It was a story of the Four Seasons. And if I didn't hear that on Chris Radio, by the time I heard it on regular radio, it's hit or miss. I might not have got tickets. So Chris is just such a wonderful service to us who can't read.
Well, Dawn went to see Jersey Boys.
Second time.
She's quite the fan.
That CD has stayed permanently in my car. If a publication would like to be included in your roster, how would they go about that?
Well, actually, what they do is it's very informal. All they have to do is contact us send us information about the publication. And we actually do a wide variety of publications, as you can see. Now, all of them are national. We also include CT Mirror, the online news service out of Yale, that new nonprofit investigative news service in our news programs. And we also do sometimes, catalogs for assistive technology. We'll read the items that are available in assistive technology that people can purchase. Just so those folks have access to that information. One of the things I also wanted to mention is while our morning live news programs are very popular and the obituaries, believe it or not, one of the most popular programs, the second most popular program is our Market Time program. And that program is, for all of us who are sighted, we take it for granted when we get those store circulars and flyers in the newspaper and we look at it, whether or not we want to, we'll see what's on sale. But for people who are blind, they don't take that for granted. That is actually an important feature that we broadcast. And a lot of my listeners will call and they'll say, you know what, I take out my pen and paper, and when that comes on the air, gee, you can buy two cans, get one free, or something like that, whatever the sales are, they actually make their grocery list and they hear our broadcast of Market Time. So it's not just about news and news. It's also information and living your life like other people are able to.
Do supermarkets accept, in lieu of coupons, for instance, information from Chris?
We've never done that. Where people can have electronic coupons.
Mm-hmm.
That is an excellent idea, though, Dennis, and I'm right now writing it down because we are actually looking for underwriters, and we're looking for program underwriters, and supermarket chains and supermarkets.
They would be a great target for you.
Absolutely, absolutely. And because we're a nonprofit and we provide all of our services for free of charge and we send out the radios at no cost, we obviously need funding to continue to operate.
Absolutely.
So they would be great, and I'm writing it right down.
Okay.
Listen,
we're going to jump to a break, and then we're going to come back on the other side, and we're going to continue talking about Chris Radio. We'll be right back.